The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as battles green and good, the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Talk about a crazy article up on Infowars.com. John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, calls Ted Cruz a miserable son of a bleeper, Lucifer in the flesh. And that is the type of crazy articles that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. But it is a big deal. It's all part of the social justice warrior takeover to make people basket cases so that when they get out of college and they can't get a job, they're so mentally ill and have such chips on their shoulders, they just go take Prozac and watch cartoons all day eating GMO, waiting to get cancer and die at a young age. And so they got to learn to just obsess, freak out on each other, run around, throw fits. And they want to do that same mental illness inside the military. Because let's face it, in the last 200 years, the evolution of the modern military comes out of Prussia and the Hessians and basically war slaves who were so prestigious and esprit de corps that they were proud of the fact that they were basically trained from birth and were owned by the state and sold off to the highest bidder by the King of Prussia. And some of the other states did it as well. And that modern system got adopted. Now, the real base of it was Roman. They had that as well. You know, a lot of the Romans have their heads shaved. It was so somebody couldn't grab your hair in a fight and slit your throat or you know, use it to jerk you around with. Things like that. But in their systems, you were paid a lot by the booty, by what you conquered and were able to take over. And in the areas you were in, you could also, you know, basically feed on the local population if you wanted to a certain extent. But in your own unit or your own, you know, 100-man group with a centurion over it, the centurion almost never had to do any discipline because if you didn't work hard and if you screwed around, they would just kill you. And they would just have a vote right there without even involving the centurion, and they would just kill you. So that's that model, and there's really still kind of that model in the military. So I guess women are going to enjoy getting, they call it, I guess the modern term since Vietnam is fragged, a fragmentation hand grenade thrown into their tent, because they're not going to sit there and let somebody slow them down. I predict women are going to be killed in large numbers when they enter frontline combat by their own units. And it's going to be, hey, sorry, honey, you know, we just can't all get killed, and you know, you're really getting in the way. And so it's going to be a sad thing. That's what it comes down to. But that's what they do to men. And it's been done even before the Romans. War is a very dirty, vicious business. And if somebody toes the line for everybody, they'll die for them. But if somebody doesn't, they're just going to kill you. And so I predict that's what's going to happen as well. That will further degenerate. There'll be made-for-TV movies about it and everything, just like they were made-for-TV movies about Private Lynch. All made up. She cowered in fear in the resupply mission. She cowered in fear at the base. It was all lies. But in the movie, made-for-TV movie, she battled. The men were scared, and it was all a big PR thing. But see, the survivors started speaking out, so they all got killed. So we're going to go to John in Wisconsin, Jay in Ohio, Matt in California, Ray in Ohio. I'm going to get to your calls with Nori's on, but you're probably going to have to hold 20 minutes or so. Because I know you probably want to talk to Nori. If you don't, just go ahead and hang up. Sorry I haven't gotten to you. If you'd like to hold, you can. Toll-free number on any of these topics to join and talk to us about Nori. We can talk about everything. master talk show host, second biggest talk show in the world, 16 million listeners terrestrially, about 5 million on the internet. Hair shy of being as big as Rush Limbaugh. And he's a great patriot and just a really smart guy. And he's going to be joining us coming up on the other side of this break. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Give me liberty or give me death!
Live from
from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, for the balance of the hour, George Norrie, who needs no introduction, will be our guest. And then we've got Mark Dice joining us with a ton of news and then your phone calls in the third hour. Then Anthony Gucciardi will host the fourth hour. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The website's InfoWars.com. There's a lot of big news there. I'm going to be going over with George Norrie and getting his take on. George Norrie's a Navy veteran, three-time Emmy Award winner for news coverage. Good friend of mine. And, of course, he hosts the second-largest radio show in the world, according to the ratings, Coast to Coast AM, coasttocoastam.com on almost 600 stations. Or is it more than 600 stations? He's also on XM. And 37 years of broadcast experience. BeyondBelief.com is his TV show. CoastToCoastAM.com is obviously the big, I almost just call it open-minded, free-thinking program where they cover everything under the sun, from the New World Order to vaccines to Earth changes to are we alone in the universe? And I tell you, I realize that aliens are real. We're creating thousands of different chimera cross species on this planet. MIT reported this year on something I've been talking about for 20 years because it was in the literature, it was in the medical literature that they had facilities all over the world. Hong Kong came up a lot, China a lot, Costa Rica a lot, but now all over the U.S. where they're splicing humans and animals and then growing humanoids inside cows and sheep and goats and other things and pigs for organ harvesting. And they've made fun of me a lot in the media about this, even though you can just search part human, part animal chimeras and you'll get the different medical papers and things, but they don't show it to people yet. Now they're getting ready to, and people say, well, what about animal testing? Well, these cows and other farm animals are part human, so they don't have rights. See, there's laws for humans and laws for animals, but not laws for cross species, whether it be salmon or whether it be a human, a humanoid. And so these are aliens that have been created, and they... Media Matters, run by the White House and others, have done a bunch of articles making fun of us and had hundreds of newspapers write about it going, Jones is insane and says aliens are here, that humans have been crossed with animals, and then that's alien. Well, when they create truly AI, artificial intelligence, they already have artificially intelligent autonomous systems, but it's truly conscious. The question is, has Google already really become that, interfacing with billions of humans? I believe so. They believe so. Can now predict the future. But will true AI be alien? Yes, it's silicon. It would never develop naturally here. So yes, aliens are real. They're just not the 1950s type, you know, where they attack D.C. or Mars attacks in the 1990s. Don't run. We are your friends. I see it more like Pacific Rim, you know, interdimensional. There's so many different ways to look at this, and George Norrie gets folks thinking about it, but I want to get into the election with him. I know he's been covering that a lot. I want to get into the State of People Day. Why are people acting so whacked out? Mental illness is exploding. All this stuff's happening. People say they're so bored because people are in near trance state. The medical facts show that. We'll get George's take on that. And we'll also talk about his big paranormal date site and his big St. Louis stage show coming up. I was at his big one in Toronto last year. That was a lot of fun. Or was it earlier this year? I forget. And so he joins us right now. George, that's quite the intro, as I tend to do. I run on at the mouth. First thing I want to ask you is, what is front and center on your mind, my friend?
First of all, Alex, good to be back with you on your show.
It's good to have you. What do I have to do to get you to come on with us via Skype?
Well, we've got to do it where I can get to my office, and then we can do it. How's the quality now?
The phone's okay. It's cut down a little bit, but listen, you could load Skype on your phone. And I should have done this before the show, but let me just kiss your ring and say, please do it. If you put Skype on your iPhone or whatever you've got, we could do audio Skype with you with headphones. It'd be so good, George.
Okay, we should try that.
I promise I will send you. I will send you a key lime pie if you do it.
the pie. What would you have in the pie?
I don't know. A gorgeous, gorgeous female.
But let me tell you, Alex, so much is going on this planet right now. It is absolutely unbelievable. Let's talk a little bit about the election, first of all, and what's happening now. Right right now it looks like, obviously, Donald Trump is going to be the front runner for the Republicans, though I still think it's going to be a brokered convention there. And then we've got Hillary Clinton, the front runner for the Democrats. And there's so much under the table about what she is and who she is that the American public just does not know. There's not much going on out there at all. The Trump possibilities are there because people are frustrated with everything, everything. He may end up being a great nominee, but people just want to change. And I've never seen in my life more confusion and also more excitement about an election in all my life. How about you?
Well, I mean, I agree with you that the system's trying to force feed us. AP poll shows 6% trust in mainstream media. Where is all this collapse in confidence going, George?
It's going out the window because people are fed up with everything that's going on with America. They just don't trust government. You sensed that many, many years ago when you started doing your programs, that you were way ahead of the curve. We started picking up on that when we started not downplaying the paranormal, which was a staple at Coast to Coast during Art Bell's days, but we realized, as you did, when I started having you on as a guest, that this planet is changing, and you just can't do strange ghosts and things like that all the time. You know, it's still a staple of Coast to Coast, but things are affecting people, their lifestyle, the way they live, their family, their income, their jobs. And they're frustrated. So we started to tweet the Evolve Coast to Coast, much like you have tweeted InfoWars, the Prison Planet. And it's become huge now. I mean, you talked about our audience. Thank you for the generosity there. But people are at a breaking point, and it's our job, Alan. It's yours, it's mine, to make sure people stay calm during these very turbulent times.
Well, it is our job, George, and I want to, again, cover just a whole bunch of issues, radical Islam with you, where you see the world going, earth changes. But first off, Washington, D.C., I'm going to put on screen behind me footage we've shot in D.C., the richest city probably in the world, and they are so insulated, the elite believe they're in their own world, and here's Dennis Hastert, former Speaker of the House, sentenced to only 15 months for raping all these young people, all these children. It's just over the top, and this just keeps popping up. Pedophilia in D.C. And just all these other forms of corruption, and it turns out that he was recruited by Republican leadership to run for Congress to begin with out of nowhere, which shows to me it's a pedophile guild above him. Look at the Catholic Church and all these other institutions that have been infested by these people. The corruption is intensifying. What do you think about the Hastert situation?
Oh, absolutely disgusting, despicable. And, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg. We've heard stories we haven't gone with on Coast to Coast because it's difficult to prove. But we've heard stories that some, you know, high officials go off on little junkets and trips and secret islands and covert with, you know, young people and children. And it's deplorable to me. It's truly deplorable. And something's got to be done about this. You know, Hastert's sentence is minimal with his compared to his crime. And you know, like you just say, what has happened in the, you know, I was raised a Catholic, went to catechism classes every week. But I don't go to church like that anymore. I don't go to organized religion because what they did and how they hid this, has tainted me. And it's unfortunate because there are some wonderful priests out there who are God loving, God fearing, and care about people. But it's tainted everything.
Sure. Well, that's how you take down institutions, is getting corrupt people in place and then doling the news out that a bunch of pedophiles run the government and run the Catholic Church and run everything else, basically. Then that finally brings it down. I mean, this is really a well-thought-out plan to demoralize our country.
Well, and it is demoralizing our country. I mean, you talk to anybody out there, and aside from people who care deeply about their own families, as we all do, most people are just upset. Look at road rage, Alex. It's at an all-time
Let's talk
high.
About that. I'm glad that that's one of the topics you wanted to get into, is how road rage, mental illness, suicide, it's all up. People are acting crazier than ever. There's so much stress. I mean, I'm more stressed out than ever. It's this crazy artificial environment, and the system is so tenuous. Is it going to break down? I think it already is. George Norrie's our guest.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality. Warranty. Price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max-tested. Independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
find them in Chicago or New York or London or other cities like Madrid. You look now and it looks like a ticking time bomb. Just hundreds of millions of people boiling around in those cities. 15, 16, 17 million. You're talking about New York City, 35 million, Mexico City, 10 million for London. And it could break down at any moment, and more the infrastructure is breaking down. More and more things are falling apart. And they're telling us austerity is here. You need to have less. And all the metrics show increased record suicide, increased record mental illness, increased breakup of families, increase of homeless. Civilization is rotting. And then you study the globalists, it's their plan to collapse it, to bring in total control because they exempt themselves in key reservation areas from it. Now I want to get George's take. A, he agrees with that. George Norrie joining us. And then I also, in this brief segment, want to get his view on, because he raised it, where he thinks it's going. Because obviously this modern system, I liken it to space travel, isn't natural. And you go up in space without gravity a few years, you can't even breathe when you get back because you don't have the muscles. And I see us atrophying our humanity. How do we reverse it? What's really going on, George Norrie?
Well, I've got to tell you, Alex, social networking has been wonderful, but at the same time, it's been devastating because what it has done is it's brought this planet much closer together in terms of news and information and immediacy. And now people who normally would not get uptight or upset about world events and go on their daily life are really frustrated just because they're being bombarded everywhere you go. I mean, look at the tragedy with Prince. When he died, like Michael Jackson, the world knew about it in 5 minutes. In the old days, my old days, when you had just the three television networks and radio, things would not happen as quickly as they do now. So the blessing is, it is great for information, but on the negative side, it's created a lot of frustrated people, and they are uptight, and it's worldwide now, as you just mentioned. It's everywhere where people are walking around looking over their shoulders because they don't know if some lunatic is about ready to belt explode themselves or if government is up to some trick to manipulate and control. And people just don't know what to do. Well, I've got some ideas on that, which we can talk about before we wrap up. But you're absolutely right. This is a prison planet.
Now, when we come back, I've got a few callers right before you came on. I gave the number out about women in the military, George, to give their view. Matt says he's an active duty Marine Corps captain. We know the Marine Corps itself has come out and said this is a horrible idea, overruled by Ash Carter, Secretary of Defense. They bill it like we're against women, but drafting women, I don't want my daughters being forced in the military. Plus, they admit in every culture it doesn't work. What do you think is really behind this, George Norrie? What's your view on women in the military being in frontline areas?
Well, as you said, I spent 9 years in the Navy. I've got a dear friend of mine. This woman could be Miss America. She's that gorgeous. And she got frustrated with her day-to-day activities and her job. She joined the Marines. And so this incredibly gorgeous woman is now a Marine, and she's thinking of re-upping. She was in San Diego, and she's just been sent off to Hawaii. But I've got to tell you, there is a difference between men and women. And I don't think we should be putting women on the front lines, mixing them in foxholes with guys. Look, for the history of this planet, we have gone with men as soldiers, and I don't see why that should change. Now, this is not being sexist by any means. I think women have a place everywhere, except we don't need them on the front lines. First of all, we don't need wars, but be that as it may, there are a lot of male soldiers, and we've got enough of them. We don't need women on the front.
Well, that's right. And look, just because somebody else can do something somebody else can't doesn't mean you have to then ban those people from being involved in something. I can't have a baby, so I shouldn't be able to sue women because they can and I can't. I mean, these are roles that we have. We're a species. CoastToCoastAM.com, George Norrie, thank you for popping in with us today. Please come on for a full hour soon via video Skype.
I'll do that. If we plan it when I'm in St. Louis, it's very easy because I've got my full studio there.
Well, I'm excited to know I'm on your show in the next few weeks. George Norrie, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alan.
There's George on the road. Your call's coming up. Captain Matt and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're living in the middle of a real science fiction movie, and we're going to decide whether we're going to live in a dystopia or in a system based on truth and justice and human liberty. It's not a utopia, but it's the closest you're going to get to that. Now, when we talk about this, when we look at this, think about the fact that we're a civilization that is able to travel outside of our planet. We're able to jump on an airplane and fly in just a few hours to the other side of the country. And the elites are saying that more and more they are going to try to restrict those type of things to the general public. And that big mass computers are going to decide where you have a job and whether you can have a car or not or what you can do. This is an automated system of total tyranny. And what they're doing is bankrupting the old free market system that created so much wealth so they can blame the free market system for the collapse. And they have national polls out where nearly half of people under 30, millennials, 18 years to 30, say they want to have communism or socialism because capitalism doesn't work. They've gone, they've gotten their degree, they can't find a job that pays the bills. They think capitalism isn't working. And now the jobs are going to be, hey, you know, join the government. Be part of a controlled, centralized system. I'm going to go to Matt, who says he's an active duty Marine Corps captain, to talk about the Secretary of Defense coming out and saying, we don't care what the Marine Corps or anybody else says. We're going to lower standards, which they've already done. And we're going to put women in frontline combat. We're going to put women in charge of men who've never been in combat. And who knows? Maybe we'll stop calling them men and women and just call them purple penguins because we live in a fruitcake cult. No, it's not a fruitcake cult. It's designed to bring down society. We're going to go to him and others in just a moment. Please don't forget today that we're running a storable food special with a super high quality, very affordable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com that is powered by My Patriot Supply, the exact same food, packaged at the exact same time, private label to us so we can do deals that nobody else can. My Patriot has the full selection at InfoWarsStore.com, their entire up-to-date catalog, it's updated weekly, at the lowest prices, already a great deal. We're able to go on average 5 to 10 to 15% under that with InfoWars Select, but we have it contractually that a few times a year we can offer 30 to 40% off depending on which package. This is the time to get storable food. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com. Or if you have any questions, call toll free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We also have the best high quality storable foods that we can ship right to you, but also survival water filters and filters you use on a daily basis, the best gravity-fed filters out there, Alexa Pure Pro, the Pro Pure, and several other great families of filters, the very best Pro Max shower filters, four-stage, fast flow, blows away what I've always used in my home to reduce the garbage you breathe or you absorb into your skin. Pro Pure Pro Max, great deal. Comparable filters are over $100. This is just a super good deal. So get ready today. Get prepared. Stop drinking the poison water. That's one of the most important things you can do. Get prepared. We've got a lot of other emergency goods as well at the highest quality, very low prices. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com. Go read the five-star reviews. And I want to thank all the listeners and viewers for your support. All right. You also get free shipping on orders above $50. When you sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. If you sign up for the newsletter, InfoWars.com/newsletter, we will send you a promo code this week for 10% off Anthroplex that is back in stock as well. Now, I'm going to stop right there. That's how we fund our operation. Please also support our local affiliates and our local sponsors or become a local sponsor. Or send $100 into the station manager. We're in an information war. It costs money to get this info out at every level. I know you know that. If you're a free market person that's actually worked, they want to grow up whole generations of people that never worked, never ran a business, never screwed in a light bulb, never changed a radiator, never changed a spark plug. It's scary, and I'm going to get to that after we take this round of calls. The dehumanization, what's happening with people that George Norrie was talking about earlier. But first, let's go to Matt. Then we're going to go to Frank and Ray and Lucy and Bill and others. Give us your take as active duty. Wow, active duty calling in to tell us what they think. And I would imagine, Captain Matt, if I ask you why you do this, because usually active duty won't, it's because the head of the Marine Corps came out and said it's a horrible idea. And we have a foreign globalist operation that sees the country, just like Smedley Butler, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner. They tried to hire him to run a secret right-wing coup to overthrow the government. He was a right-winger, so they thought he'd go along with it. He turned out he knew the Nazis were involved. He said no and exposed the whole plan. So there's a long history in the Marine Corps of Marines saying no to foreign takeovers. And, folks, that's not rhetoric when I say that. It's happening. So let's go to Matt in California. Matt, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks, thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure. just to touch on something real quick, everything that you all have been discussing about women in frontline combat, it's all true, but I was a commander a couple years ago of, you know, a company size element. And from my perspective, the physical stuff, there's some women in the Marine Corps, Alex, they could smoke any guy. I mean, they could just flat out outperform any guy. that's just kind of a small little piece of it.
What a lot well, of sure, there are women that are amazing people, you know, at those type of skills. That's what history's shown. But generally, what do you think the whole movement's about?
Well, it's about the suits. Like I said, every time you talk to a general about one of these operations, there's always a guy in a suit sitting right beside him. It's about them taking over control and telling a general, you're going to do this. And it's not only, okay, you're going to do this, let's just select those few women that can actually hack it and put them in there. No one would have an issue with that. What the issue is they're going to come down and say a certain percentage of your unit has to be female, and you have to accept them regardless. And even if they do come out with a qualification, they're going to schmooze them through. They do it all the time.
So it's about setting the precedent. Hey, have the new recruits wear red high heels in the Army, or you're fired. It's about doing what we say, when we say it, doing outlandish things, and breaking up the history of, I guess, an honorable system in our military. Is that accurate?
It's dead on the money. It's about some suit sitting beside somebody in the military and saying, do this right now, or else I'll find someone that will, and then you have to do it. And the Marines resist that more than anybody else. I mean, we hate it. It's in our culture. Like, you follow Marines, you don't listen to everybody else. Everybody else is, you know, all the little sayings we have about everybody else. That's what it really boils down to. We did a test bed in D.C. where we made a whole battalion out of females and males. It was a disaster. Some of my Marines personally went and took part in it. It was an absolute disaster.
Tell us about it. I mean, break down what happened.
When you integrate on a small level, once the woman proved, A, she's under the gun from the start. So most of the women were under the gun from the men from the start. And then once they proved themselves, then the buddy-buddiness started. And this wasn't even in a forward-deployed unit. They could still have their own bathrooms and stuff like that. Fraternization, women in charge ended up sleeping with two or three of the Marines. I mean, it was horrible. It was like good order and discipline.
Yeah, that's the paradigm we see in management, that women, it's almost like horrible bosses won. A lot of women actually act like the woman in Horrible Bosses 1, who's the dentist. And people say, oh, that must be fine. No, then they flip out on you afterwards, and then they get jealous and weird. Women in positions like that historically, look at some of the crazy queens, are even wilder than men on power trips.
Well, absolutely. And I don't want to seem like I'm bashing on the women here, because three-quarters of the problem comes from the men ourselves. It's just in our nature. Some good-looking woman's come by, she's fit, she's in shape, she's in charge, that's attractive to them. And it's across the board. It's just a bad idea. And when you're focused on the things, I've deployed three times, twice to Iraq, once to Afghanistan.
Absolutely. And look, it's not that I'm scared of women in charge. A good-looking alpha woman, there's nothing sexier. And I don't know how you could handle being around a sexy, hot alpha woman. I mean, you want to, obviously, it's a disaster. That's why they never did it in history.
Well, we had some, they called them FETs, female engagement teams. They would come with us on patrols. We ended up getting rid of two of them because they ended up sleeping around, cheating on their husbands, and then their commander was just, you're gone. Get out of here. So we had to search for a couple more. They can hack it. And we never had an issue with these women physically not being able to keep up or pull their own weight at all. It was all the other stuff that goes with it.
Well, let me ask you this then. Why has the Marine Corps, according to what I read years ago, lowered standards for women, so has the Army?
They have to, or else they can't get those arbitrary numbers that were rammed down their throat. They won't get them.
So how does it work? You get a bigger group of women and then shake some of them off later and then actually find the women that can do it?
Yeah, it's just like filtering out. They do the same thing with the guys.
So even though the globalists are trying to sabotage the Marine Corps, it's not working. You guys are adapting and overcoming.
Oh, we're stubborn. That's why we have a higher success rate than almost anybody else, except probably the Special Forces, because we find ways around their BS, so to speak. But
that's what you got to do. And everybody has to have that will to resist the globalists. Just because they're doing all this doesn't mean they're winning. We have to resist them at every level, every day. And it's not work. It's fun to resist the globalists, folks. They want to defeat you and rub your face in the dirt, and they're not going to do it. Go ahead.
No, absolutely right. And you know, we get all of the ones we are forced to take, and then you find a reason to get rid of the ones that joined because they like men in uniform.
Let me bring this point up. What happens when frontline women get captured by jihadis and we see women on TV that are held by ISIS? What happens then?
Oh, Alex, let me tell you what. The scariest moment of my life in Afghanistan was when I was an advisor, when a general showed up with a female PR person. He was good looking. Blonde, blue eyed, really good looking. There were 1,000 Afghans looking at her like she was like wolves to a sheep. Like one little sheep walked into a wolf den. It was scary. I mean, we were terrified. And finally, the Afghan commander came over and said, get her out of here right now, or else we're going to have anarchy on this base. She would wish she was dead. I'll leave it at that.
But, I mean, that happens when a super beautiful woman, a goddess, walks into a bar, a business, anywhere. It just throws everything into disarray. And it's just biology. Why would you stick that in frontline combat? It sounds insane.
It is insane. It's somebody pushing an agenda that doesn't have to be on the ground and see the consequences. They do it all the time.
Look,
take this gear.
Sure. The liberal minions carrying it out think they're doing social justice warrior stuff, but I'm here to tell you, Captain, at the highest levels, this is designed to finally destroy humans in combat. They've done advanced studies. They know that humans will always be integrated in with machines and will always be needed. They don't want that because you can refuse orders that are anti-human, and they want to go with an all-synthetic silicon force that's admitted. And so they want to sabotage the military now so that in trials in the next decade, humans can be completely phased out. So I just hope the military knows this isn't just a war on the military or the U.S. This is a war on humans.
It absolutely is. And they're using more than just women to do it. It's rules of engagement. It's this. It's that. I mean, you name it. It's one little brick at a time until they see when the camel's going to fall.
That's right. The drones can kill innocent people outside of law in a country they're not allowed to be in. But if you have to wait till you're shot at first when you see guys, you know, pointing rifles at you.
Or they have to actually shoot at you. They can't just have the rifle. They have to actually shoot at you. And then if they drop it, you're not allowed to touch them. Exactly. Stuff like that.
That is unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, that is just... I can't believe we put up with this. I mean, this is the very government, Obama, sending people to war and then letting you get killed.
No, they don't care. You're just a number. I mean, you learn that right away. First thing you learn in the military when you're in combat, you're just a number.
Let me ask you this, Matt. What is the sense of the military right now, the Marines you talk to, others? I mean, what I've seen is folks really understand what's going on now to a great extent with all the training they've got going on for domestic operations, the rest of it. What percentage of the military is somewhat awake versus completely awake?
Honestly, Alex, it's going down. The ones that are awake are going down. Most of the really good officers I know, where you look at the guy and go, wow, this guy's amazing, they get shown the door. For one BS reason or another, they get shown the door. And it's the ones where you go, no way will that guy ever get promoted. He winds up being a major lieutenant colonel, so on and so forth.
Those, wow, so they're really sabotaging putting in globalist operatives.
You could go there, yeah, with that. But I think,
or are they just idiots that'll do whatever they're told? I mean, because listen, the recently retired military or active duty I talk to, or people I run into all over the country, they are super awake to what's going on. But are you saying the purge that started the last 5-6 years is starting to have its effect in the officer corps?
Yeah, they want yes men. They want men that'll just nod their head and say, yes, I'm doing this. Most are awake and know what's going on, but you got to feed your family. You get caught in that dilemma of, are you just going to nod your head and go along with it and keep your job and keep your paycheck coming so you can take care of your family, or are you just going to say, you know what, I've had enough, I'm walking, push from the table, and then go find something else to do where you don't have to take part in it. But that's what I'm doing right now. I decided, you know what, if I just nod my head, I'm culpable. So, not going to happen.
So, are you deciding to just get out, or what are you deciding to do?
Yeah, I decided I'm going to walk. It is a hard choice, though. I mean, I'm turning down retirement. I'm turning down all these, 12 years feels like you just flushed it. But at what point you see it getting worse and worse and worse, and then you take in this election of who's going to be the commander-in-chief, you know what? It's time. Like, you come to that decision personally. How are you going to stand up and fight this? What are you going to do personally? I don't want to see it come to a shooting war in the streets. I've been through enough of that stuff in other countries. I don't want to see it.
Well, let me ask you this. Can you speak to any of the, because it's admitted in the newspapers, the Marines do it. I videotaped it myself. There's been an escalation in the military trying to take on domestic operations. What's your experience with that?
Well, we do. We actually do, but typically what you will see when you see that recorded, it's what we call a MEW. It's the guys that go on ships, and you're kind of the floating emergency response team. One of the units that I'm an artillery guy, one of the things that we get tagged with is the civil operation. And you do a lot of training for that. So if, like, there's an earthquake or something and you go into another country, you train to, you know, take care of riots and all that kind of stuff. However, I mean, that is easily transferable to the United States. And sometimes they take it to the next level and they just go, well, we don't have role players from these countries, so we're just going to use U.S. people and pretend it's here. That absolutely happens.
Yes, and that's how they, at the first level, cover it and then start trying to condition people. But the good news is, for 30 years, they've been trying to train the Marines and Army to openly take out Americans, and they always have to scale back the training because people start getting really upset and it leaks in the press. So that's the good news. Great to hear from you, Matt. God bless and be safe. Well, there goes Matt, active duty Marine captain, with his view on women in the military. Now, we got Frank in North Carolina, Marine vet, four frontline women. That's what it says on screen. We'll find out the details on the other side of this break. Then we'll go to Bill in Indiana, and we'll go to Lucy in Washington and Ray in Ohio. I'm just going to you in the order in which you called. Thank you for holding. I'll try to hurry up now through your calls. That was a really interesting caller, so I had him on for like 10 minutes. And then we've got Mark Deich joining us to talk about Prince's death, the Illuminati in Hollywood, his new book. We'll look at how Hollywood folks are trying to get out of it. We'll look at the dumbing down of the population. We'll play a bunch of clips. There is a lot coming up today I have obviously not gotten to yet. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to this transmission on the GCN Radio Network. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the sites.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you're a TV viewer, I'm going to put something on screen right now. It's of a major city. I know the city, but it doesn't matter. It's like any big city of 5 or 6 million people or bigger. it's incredible to look at it at night. The airplanes coming in via time lapse, the cars racing up and down the roads, the blinking and flashing lights. Millions and millions of people in unison doing different activities. It's quite a ballet. You turn the power off for 24 hours, mass looting begins. Within 5 days, murder starts ensuing. Within 10 days, most people start resorting to cannibalism. Within 16 days, over 95% do. Time bomb. Every major city needs storable foods in every home, firearms, supplies. The reason you need firearms is to keep bad guys using a crisis to steal. If the majority of people are armed and ready to defend themselves, the criminals will not dare rob anyone. But the cities like New York, Chicago, and D.C. that are some of the most dangerous have massive gun control where only the good guys are disarmed. Quite frankly, if I lived in those cities, I'd break the law and have a gun. They are time bombs. That we ought to take a video like this and integrate it in with footage of blackouts that have happened before. And yes, I'm plugging right now, 30 to 40% off all the storable food at InfoWarsSelect.com. Super high quality. We only do this a few times a year. It is an amazing deal. It's powered by My Patriot Supply. Super high quality. We have both My Patriot Supply and InfoWars Select side by side, but ours is 30 to 40% off right now. The InfoWars Select. Special diets, 1 year supply, 2 week supply, 4 month supply, everything. It's just the widest spectrum, 72 hour kit, cook stoves, bug out packs, high quality water filtration. It is the place to get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com to find the nutraceuticals. All right. I'm done doing that. I want to go to Frank. Then I'm going to go to Ray, who's on the longest. Then I'm going to go to Bill, Lucy, and Mustard. And I think you go to a woman first because, you know, Lucy's been holding, and she's a woman. I'm going to get her view on this. At least the name is a woman. And I don't want to create the crime of shame. If somebody else is named, I can be arrested nowadays under thought crime. At least that's what they want. But, Lucy, I'll go to you actually after Frank. Frank is a Marine vet, says he's for frontline women. Tell us if I read that incorrectly, sir.
Yeah, I'm an ex-Marine infantryman. I've been out for a long time, so I actually consider myself an ex-Marine, and I know people don't like to hear that. I'm not a Marine anymore. I'm maybe a hybrid. I maybe have still some parts of, you know, the Marine Corps inside of me. I guess you never get rid of, but I consider myself to be a human now.
I understand that you're a human who was in the Marine Corps and that you understand a lot of that culture is a form of brainwashing. The difference is they're bringing in new brainwashing and licking their lips over the military. We accept some brainwashing to have a military that actually operates. And you know, these big mechanized armies are pretty unnatural. But the problem is now it's tailor-made for the real brainwashing of the globalists. Do you agree with that?
Yes. You'd be surprised, too. A lot of the guys listening that have been out for a few years, they probably think they're out. They've been deprogrammed, but it takes a long time, man. It took me many, many, many years to realize just how long it lasted with me after I got out. But, you know, the thing is, I mean, I was kind of tongue-in-cheek. I was going to say that I saw it in a movie. I can't remember the name of the movie. I'm not near the Internet right now, but I think it starred Demi Moore, and it seemed to have worked out pretty good there. So that kind of
course, you're being sarcastic. That's where Demi Moore becomes a Navy SEAL and is tougher than all the guys. Are you serious to believe that you think women in frontline combat is a good idea?
You know, I guess you could make some points off of it as far as maybe people would resist war more and demand that Congress, approve it. But,
I get your angle. Hold on. I get your angle. It's kind of like saying let's have a national draft because then people won't have wars. I see where you're going with that point. But, I mean, I'm talking about the technicals of women in frontline combat. I mean, this is just completely insane. Frank, thank you. More callers, 70 seconds away. Stay with us.
To GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.